I'm good. How are you guys?
I am absolutely in love with your voice, but I think it gets trumped by your 10-year-old, not really a pup anymore, Mia. Seems you spent ISO celebrating her 10th birthday. Is she just the most beloved pooch?
Oh, she is absolutely a member of the family.
Oh, I love it. You've got the balloons out, the party hat. I mean, it's incredible. Did you make the cake yourself?
The cake, yeah, I did. It's a few lamb steaks cooked up on the Weber.
Oh. Does she know how important you are? I mean, when you're working with the likes of John Legend and then all of a sudden
Demi Lovato.
Come home to her, does she realise I'm lucky to be around you?
Oh, mate, I wouldn't say important. I appreciate you saying that. She clearly has no idea, but she loves me all the same.
Congratulations.
Unconditional, I think.
Congratulations on the brand new single, I'm Doing Fine. Not only is it an epic tune, but so poignant right now. Something very close to you and your heart, which is mental health, going through your own struggles and your own journey, and using this as a platform for men and women, not just in Australia, but across the globe as well. How important was it to you to get this right?
I think very important. Bit of backstory idea. I spent a lot of time in Los Angeles pop songwriting for other people, which you touched on. And then I came back to Australia and decided to start doing, you know, my own stuff, writing stuff for me and for an artist project. And so the main thing that I wanted to address is like things that actually mean something to me. I kind of a little bit tired of writing a whole bunch of, you know, songs about falling in and out of love for other people to sing, because, you know, I'm happily married and I wasn't really in that situation. But so this is like, okay, what am I going to sing about? And when we decided to do that, I think my experiences with depression are something that I think really defines me, and I was just really, really interested in tackling that head on first. You know, that's the first thing that I wanted to touch.
What's the difference in writing for someone else and writing for yourself? Because obviously talking there about spending a bit of time on this track, you want to get it right. Are you more critical when it's for you?
I think I'm always more critical.
Yeah.
Writing for someone else is like, you know, you just have to help them say what they want to say. So you can be a lot more logical about it. You know, the ideas that you have don't have to come from your own heart. They just have to, like, align with what someone else is feeling. And so there's a lot more just, you know, thinking about it in that way. But when you write for yourself, like, that's all stuff that I learned by writing with other people, is how to approach it, how to be logical about writing a song. But, you know, writing for myself is really different, because I can apply some of that, but ultimately I need to be saying something that means something to me, because, you know, what's the point in writing a song if it's not meaningful?
Especially if it becomes a massive hit and you're singing it for the next 60 years, you know, you've got to make sure you've got some...
Yes, we can only hope.
This whole singing songwriting, I guess, came, you're still quite young, but later in life for you. I read somewhere about how it was a surprise to many, because you don't know if it's true or not, but you know... one night at a bar just went, oh, that whole songwriting thing I can do. But who was the most surprised? Whose reaction really surprised you when you said, hey, by the way, I'm a songwriter?
I think, honestly, everyone. I sort of, I really struggled the first time when I put it out. I almost didn't put some music out there, because I was really almost embarrassed by it. You know, at my age at the time, I was in my late 20s, and I started thinking, like, oh, I'm going to put some music out. And I thought I didn't want to do it, because it was just, you know, it made me nervous and uncomfortable and embarrassed.
God, Mike's having a quarter life crisis. Quick.
As soon as I put it out, the response from everyone was amazing. You know, cousins, and then, you know, people I went to high school with just, you know, commenting on it and saying really positive things. And I did not expect that. I kind of expected to, you know, for a lot of people to just ignore it, or, you know, or not like it. But, you know, it was surprising, you know, just how positive people were. Yeah.
I'm Doing Fine is out now. And seriously, it's already on repeat for me. Mike, it's been an absolute joy. We wish you nothing but success, mate. And hopefully you'll stop by the Departure Lounge again soon.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I hope I do.